Earlier this year, Bill Becker of Bridgeport was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. He was originally diagnosed in 2011 with stage 3, but the treatment failed to contain the cancer. Since the start of his battle against the disease, the married father of 6 has suffered. But it's not just physical pain that's a problem. It's the cost of the medical care and the lack of support, which is mostly for women.
Everything's pink, everything's combing, everything is just geared towards women. And it makes sense. There's, you know, over 200,000 women are diagnosed every year. Just over 2,000 men are diagnosed every year. I get it, but I want to change that.
Becker says he wants to change the way the disease is viewed and make it okay for men with breast cancer to support one another. Ann Morris is CEO of the Connecticut chapter of the Susan G. Komen Organization, one of the biggest fundraisers for breast cancer research. Morris says just under 300 men in Connecticut are diagnosed with breast cancer each year, and she acknowledges there isn't the same level of support for them.
Susan Komen asked her sister to really make this a more acceptable disease and not the dark gray waiting room, you know, kind of death sentence, if you will, and really take it on as her life's challenge. I think we need to do that for men, too.
Morris says they hope to add more options for men in 2014. For Becker and his friend Bob DeVito, it can't come soon enough. DeVito lives in Waterbury and was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer a few years after his mother died from the disease. Both Becker and DeVito are the subjects of a film project titled Times Like These, which is documenting their struggles with breast cancer.
The male breast cancer may be 1% of breast cancer, but for us, that was 100% because that is our lives now.
Both Becker and DeVito are trying to raise money for the film project in the hopes of raising awareness about men with breast cancer. Oliver Bogler, a researcher at the University of Texas at Anderson Cancer Center, is an advisor on the film. Also, Bogler and his wife are both breast cancer survivors. Bogler says advocating for awareness is important, but research specifically for men with the disease is critical.
Only about a third of breast cancer trials are open to men. And clearly there will be some trials where the male disease is not relevant. But I've talked to quite a few physicians who write and do trials for breast cancer, and many of them will fairly readily admit that when they write a new trial, they simply use a template of a previous trial that they wrote. And it's more tradition or history or whatever that leads to the exclusion of men from trials.
In addition to the film Becker and DeVito are involved in, they are also starting a foundation called Breast Cancer Brothers to raise awareness and form a network of support for men. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy has also added some publicity to the cause of erasing the gender tag associated with the disease. He's proclaimed this week Male Breast Cancer Awareness Week. Therese Ellis Gray, WSHU News.